I think the biggest thing is advice I think we're learning and we could give to other couples is like really just dig deep into like the good of those traits instead of like dwelling on the negative of those traits.
Yeah, definitely play to each other's strong suits, right? If you know your spouse is good at one thing, don't see it as a bad. Use it to the advantage of the family. It just helps the whole family.
Hey mamas, do you ever get tired of trying to be the perfect mom or wonder how you're going to make it through the day? I know I do. I'm Kendall Yanez, a mom of two, a recovering perfectionist, and a people pleaser. Sorta. I'm still a work in progress. Being a mom is the most rewarding but hardest job you can have. Behind every kid is a mom who believes she is failing. If you're looking for a fun and safe, judgment-free community of mom to talk about all the good and bad that comes with this crazy, most beautiful thing called motherhood, you're in the right place. I have built a community membership that will be perfect just for you. I am no expert, but on this podcast, we will get real and honest. I interview moms in different walks of life. They all have different stories to share and advice to give. Whether you need advice, you're looking for clarity, or you just need a good laugh with some girlfriends, that's what we're here for. So let's walk through motherhood together. Welcome to my podcast. Mama, you're doing great. Before we start laughing, crying, and feeling all the emotions as mamas like to feel, please take a second to hit that subscribe button to this podcast so you can come back and hear more mom friends share their stories. Also, if you haven't already, make sure you follow me on Instagram at Kendall Yanez. Don't forget to check out mamayourdoinggreat.com to shop and to see how you can get inside a community membership and connect with other mamas just like you. Let's get started. Back in episode 31, we had part one of Meet the Yanez Team with my husband, Jared. We talked all about personalities and how you parent a child who is so differently than yourself and how we parent together, even though we may do things differently at times. If you haven't listened to that one, go back and listen to it. In part two today, we are diving into our marriage and how we have strengthened our marriage over the years. Marriage with kids is hard. It takes lots of work and lots of late night conversations after the kids are asleep. We are not perfect by any means, but at the end of the day, we are a team and we work really hard on our marriage. In this episode, we talk about what has worked and what has not worked and what we have learned over the years. Jared gives his advice to all the dads out there and flips the script of encouragement to dads. After you listen, share with your husband. See if y'all can relate. Let's dive in and talk about marriage with kids.
So let's go into like marriage. How has marriage changed since we've had kids?
I don't remember marriage before kids. So it's basically all hands on deck when I get home, tackling with the kids, getting dinner ready, then nighttime routine, showers, brush teeth, bed, and then you and me finally get to talk at 10 o'clock at night and have a conversation and figure out how your day was. So,
like, that's probably like one of my biggest pet peeves about parenting.
Yeah, not being able to.
It's just like the interrupted conversations. Like, that's probably like the most frustrating and disciplining. But that right there is like so irritating sometimes. It's like, I just want to like ask you a question or like finish a story or, you know, it's like, but we just have to remember it's like, okay, like this is just kind of a stage in life. And then it's just,
we'll be missing it. Sure.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And it's like, okay, we always, all the time. Okay. I'll talk to you at 10 o'clock tonight.
All right.
So I put out a poll on Instagram for some people to ask some questions.
Uh-oh.
And a lot of the questions were like about marriage and kids. And one of the questions was from our friend Donna. Shout out to Donna. Different personalities and how we bring them into our parenting and marriage. So going back to like earlier in the episode, I asked you your personality and all that. Like, how has that shaped you into who you are? Our personalities are so different.
Very.
Like, I react, I'm passionate, I'm outspoken, I'm excited, I'm loud. Like, you're more reserved, quiet, laid back than I am. I mean, and I think society tells us, like, when we say all these things, like they're bad. And that's something like I work on all the time, like loving myself for who God made me. And I really don't think that any of these things are bad on either side. I think that you have to find the good in them. I just remember like all your traits that you have, I loved. And bringing kids into it, there's times where I'm like frustrated with those traits. But then I'm like, but I love all those traits. And so it's like remembering like when life gets tough, it's like remembering why you fell in love with each other and like how we used to say like our opposites are attracting each other and how like we are such a good team when we focus on those good traits of each other instead of those bad traits of each other.
Yeah, for sure. Especially, I mean, having two kids, definitely having one spouse that is a planner helps phenomenal. If you have two people that just go with the flow, you'll be late to everything. So yes, just having a planner and knowing the calendar a week in advance and knowing what's coming up that week. We share a calendar, but I always ask and she probably gets frustrated at me, but it's just faster and quicker to, hey babe, what do we have tomorrow? Then, and half the time I look at the calendar and it's probably on there detailed very specifically, but sometimes it's just easier to say, hey, what do we have tomorrow? And it's like, okay, let's cook a little bit bigger meal tonight and then we can have leftovers tomorrow. And that is definitely not my strong suit, and it helps tremendously.
So what about being laid back? When you're like so laid back, it like irritates me, but then I remember it's like so good because like you're such a good dad and it's like you play with the kids and like all that. So it's like helps me, the balance helps me chill out on like what's next and all the planning and all that. So it's the different personalities, you know. It's, I think the biggest thing is advice I think we're learning and we could give to other couples is like really just dig deep into like the good of those traits instead of like dwelling on the negative of those traits.
Yeah, definitely play to each other's strong suits, right? If you know your spouse is good at one thing, don't see it as a bad. Use it to the advantage of the family. It just helps the whole family, kids, parents, just using the strong suits for good.
Like example of, okay, so when we had Lane and I was very much like going through my postpartum and my like perfectionism and thinking I was a bad mom because I had this like image of like moms are supposed to X, Y, and Z, which is like cook, clean, like know exactly what their babies need, like all these like things. And when you were better at some of those things than I was, I would get like mad at you, and it wasn't your fault. Like I would get mad at you when you were like so confident to like take Lane out to like the store. Do you remember this?
Yeah. If I was home alone, we were staying home.
Right. And you were going, and I was like so resentful that you were like doing that, but it like wasn't you. Like after therapy and like seeking and figuring out like why I was so mad, it was like, that was just my insecurity. Cause I was like, wait, like why can he do that? He should be more nervous than me. Like I need to be the one that's like, I got this in the back. And that just like wasn't like our personalities. And so like over the years and like cooking, like I am not, I mean, I say I'm not a good cook. I just don't like it. Like whenever I sit down and actually do it, like I think some of my meals are pretty good, but I just don't enjoy it. Like cooking is not something I want to do. I rather do laundry and fold the clothes while you're cooking. Like that's just
me too. I'd rather eat that too.
Yeah. So I think just like over the years and figuring out, like you said, just like really laying into like each other's strong suits and like picking each other up where like we're weaker, instead of like focusing on those negative or those weaker points and just like getting mad at each other. It's like that's really, really helped our marriage and our family.
Absolutely.
So yeah, like how do we manage like the parenting disciplinary styles or like even the loving parenting styles? Like how do we manage those different personalities and that, how we did that?
How did we do that? We're still working on it.
I think it kind of goes back to just communicating.
Yes, like our needs. Definitely. However, the action that took place, whatever happened. Get the kids to bed. That is you and your wife talk about that, and then have a game plan for the situation going forward. It's, and that's not an in the moment conversation because it could get very hostile and in front of the kids, and you don't want to do
just,
that.
Like, confusing too. Like, yeah. Confusing for the kids. There's a lot of emotion involved. Like, and it doesn't even have to be like about the nighttime routine. It's just like anything in the moment. Like, if you say something, the way we're like trying to teach our child how to handle something at school or something, you know,
right.
It's like if one of us disagrees with the way it was said or what was said or how we handle that as a family, like definitely like trying to not react in front of the kids, talk about it behind the scenes. It's easier said than done, right?
Yeah, definitely. But it's better in the long run if you kind of table it. That way, both of y'all have cooled off. The kids have, however that disciplinary action went down, they've learned from it. And then both of y'all have cooled down and you come back and revisit it after the kids are away or asleep. And then say, hey, I really didn't like how you said this or how you reacted to this. I think it would be better if we kind of came at it from this angle and just get on the same page. So when that situation occurs again, you're a united front coming, tackling at the same, you're on both on the same.
Yeah, for sure. And like sometimes, you know, it takes a lot for you to get like mad at the kids. But like right now, I have noticed like you'll get mad. And then especially Tilden is still at that like not really disciplining. I mean, she's just still in this like kind of easy, fun, cute age. I mean, Lane is absolutely funny and cute, hilarious. But 6 years old, you know, elementary age is just a different disciplining than like a 3 year old tantrum and timeout. So like when I'm talking about like the disciplining with like Lane, like you're, and then that's a father son situation too, where it's like sometimes I want to sweep in because I like don't be too hard on him, like he's my baby, you know, whatever. Because it's like the moms that have sons and daughters, like they know there's like a different love there. Same thing with dads, like with their son and their daughter. Like I don't love one more than the other. It's just like you're going to be harder on the boy and I'm going to be harder on the girl because that's who we are and that we know and we hold them to like higher standard kind of thing.
Right.
But,
and we also have different triggers. Our son likes to flirt the line as far as being disrespectful or funny. And a lot of times I laugh at his humor. Could be taken as disrespectful and probably should be, but I have a wider gap of humor than
me.
Yeah. So
you didn't want to say. But if my brother listens to this, he'd be like 1,000%. But, and as he's getting older, like, I think you're probably like nipping that a little bit more in the butt. Like, that was disrespectful. You've drawn the line, like, Lane, don't cross that line. Or,
and he's getting older to realize now it's like, okay, bud, that was funny, but you can't say that.
Yeah.
And he'll realize, I won't do that.
He really is like hilarious. Like, yeah, he's been funny since he was a little kid. Like, he's definitely got some humor in him. And just trying not to react or argue in front of the kids, because like, I'm like, seriously, we shouldn't do that. Or like you saying, what's your problem? Like in front of the kids, it's like, we don't want to. Yes, I think that sometimes arguing and then coming back and like talking about it in front of the kids a little bit, like just you kind of with the age gap, you got to figure out your situation as well. Like they learn from like, oh, wow, okay, you can have disagreements with people and have a healthy relationship as well. Like, I think that's a healthy balance. But at the same time, it's like, I don't want to constantly argue in front of our kids and it's dysfunctional.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of life, right? How to disagree with somebody, but still, or you might not agree on one specific thing, but you, again, you're on one.
Yeah. And that's our biggest thing is like being a team. We always, that goes into like the next thing. Mama, let's just talk for a second. Some days we feel like we are rocking in motherhood, and other days we feel like we just can't catch a break from one fail after another. But just imagine, you can be patient, present, and enjoying motherhood again. You could feel the joy in knowing today is a new day, and whatever mistake I made yesterday, those were lessons, and I will be able to put them in practice today. You will feel appreciated, heard, and not so alone, and feeling like you were the bad mom. I know these feelings feel impossible to feel some days, but mama, you can get there. You can stay there more often than not. There are so many other mamas out there going through the same thing you are, or have been through what you're going through and can relate to your situation. That is why I created a mama community membership for mamas that need and want more support, more encouragement, more in-depth conversations, more clarity, and more confidence as a mama. Inside the Mama You're Doing Great community membership, you'll get more relatable, real, and safe conversations with other mamas, a place to bring your worries and your questions, to talk about all the good, bad, and beautiful things that motherhood brings. You will get a weekly encouragement text from me, as well as lives with podcast guests answering questions you have that you didn't get from the episode. Moms, you need a safe, fun, and judgment-free zone to be yourself and to be reminded how great you are daily. What do you say, Mama? You ready to gain more confidence as a mom and not feel so alone in motherhood? Head on over to mamayouredoinggreat.com/membership and you'll get connected with other mamas just like you. We found a church a few years ago and we started going to small group. And ever since then, and in the last 3 years, our life has been a roller coaster. COVID and like job losses and traveling the world and you being gone for 10 weeks. Anybody that listens to this probably has like seen our story. And then now just like, so then going into small group and just trying to keep like God in the center of our marriage. Our biggest thing that I think we've learned is the quote, like, listen to understand, not to respond. So explain that a little bit, like how you perceive that sentence and how you brought it into marriage.
So I don't remember where we got that, but that was...
It was in small group. We did a 4 week...
I don't remember that book. Was it a book?
It was a sermon that we watched. Like each week had like... I know I would love to find that link again because it was so good. I would love to do it again.
Yeah.
I'll try to find it and I'm going to link it in the show notes because it's really a great... Like
less... It's an eye-opening quote.
Yes.
Listen to listen and not listen to respond.
Listen to understand.
Listen to understand, right. It's when we heard that, we both kind of looked at each other and it was like, wow, that's powerful.
So powerful. And like, I don't know if this one was in that same like session, the assumicide, or if that was in a different one.
I think the wrong one.
Which it's like assuming, don't we all assume people are feeling a certain way or they're going to react a certain way or they're gonna do something. So it's like when you assume, like you're basically like committing suicide to that situation. Like you're like just like killing it before it even arrives, right? And so listening to each other and like trying to deeply understand why each other needs or wants or feels a certain way has been really, really a big deal, especially to me, like because I'm such a responder and a reactor. And then like you are more like reserved and you hold it all in, but you're a type one Enneagram and you might not be like listening to understand, you're listening to respond.
Correct. 100%. Very calculated. And already have my next argument. I'm an engineer and I'm a type one and I love to argue. Or not.
Like,
I'm not outspoken, but I will not back down from my viewpoint very easily.
Okay, like that quote, you don't love to argue.
I don't.
You're not afraid to argue.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not afraid to argue.
Like, you don't, like, look for fights.
No. But if...
Like, at all. Like, you brush it under the rug.
Yes. I would much rather brush it under the rug. But
you're not afraid to, like, get your point across.
Yes.
And prove someone wrong.
Yeah, correct.
It's not a great trait.
No, it's not. It's not,
this
by
is,
far.
Like, something that, like, you work on a lot.
Yes.
But those... Enneagram type ones, like perfectionist, like need to be right. Like they understand the struggle.
Yep.
So, but anyways, I think going back to like, that is such a great quote to.
And putting it into practice does wonders. It's done wonders for us.
Oh my gosh. In the middle of like arguments, we literally have to say it out loud.
Right.
To each other and to ourselves. And then in the middle of a disagreement or anytime like one of us is like frustrated or feels like defeated about something in life or parenting, we have to tell each other like we're on the same team. Meaning, let's take a step back. Like you're getting defensive. I'm getting defensive. Which whatever it may be in life, right? Like jobs, money, kids, a situation, like anything. It's like okay, we're on the same team. We may not see eye to eye right now, but like, let's figure out how we can navigate this situation so we can be on the same team.
Absolutely.
And something that we've started and I want to like dig deeper into with the kids is like teaching them that same quote. Like, we've been really trying to say like Team Yana is like, okay, we need to get in bed by this certain time. So we're going to be Team Yana's and we're going to pick up, or we're going to, you know, when you come in from school, we're going to put our backpacks away. We're going to get our folders signed and put back in our backpacks, or, you know, like these things, you're going to feed the dog, like trying to get like chores involved and just helping each other out so we can all have fun. Because don't we all want to have fun at the end of the day and not argue or not get spankings or not get disciplined? Like, so really trying to navigate that together. So one question from Caitlin came in, and it was, how do guys like to be shown appreciation for parenting, house chores, and all the things? I know that answer could be different for all parents. Goodness, I like already know what your answer is going to be. Okay, not that. But how do you guys like to be shown appreciation? Like, I think I'll let you answer it. But like, going back to like one of the sermons a few weeks ago was how women like to be shown like they're taken care of and they're loved on. Like, men want respect and to show, like, you can kind of go into that, I guess, a little bit.
Oh man, that's a good question. I don't know, I'm a quality time kind of guy. I'm not a words of affirmation or kind of acts of service.
Which is love languages. If you've never done that, it's a huge one. That's really helped us.
Yeah, maybe just if you are able to get the kids down early and there's a ball game on and you want to watch a ball game with me, or...
Or maybe asking, like if you know there's a ball game and he wants to watch it.
Yo, that's huge.
You know, like, hey, I'll get the kids down tonight so you can watch your game.
Yeah, that's
or something like that.
That's
But again, huge. That goes both ways.
Yeah, for right? sure.
And I think that's something talking about, like, pre-marriage versus... Or pre-kids... In marriage and then having kids, trying to figure out how each other can still have a life and still have their passions and goals and their hobbies. Because I know I struggle
with... What are hobbies?
Like, I know I struggle with, like, finding hobbies. Like, you had so many hobbies before kids. And when we had kids, like, you kind of still had it for a while. But it's, like, trying to, like, let you have your hobbies. And I used to resent you because I'm like, I don't have any hobbies. Well, now I do have hobbies and I've learned and had confidence in myself and like have my things now. And it's like you reciprocate that, right? And it's like just letting each other know that I support your goals and your hobbies and I want you to be happy too. So how can we balance this, right? It got to be both ways though. It can't just be like the husband sitting on the couch watching all the sporting events and the wife's always putting the baby down. Like, or if that's like kind of your agreement, but then mom might get to soak in the bath or go out with her girlfriends on a Friday night or something. I mean, every couple has their own thing. But again, I think it's like communicating that.
Yeah.
So is there anything that you would like to say to the dads or give advice on marriage or parenting?
So the dad book, I don't know if that's the title, but if you're having kids or your wife's pregnant, definitely get a copy of that. That was a great book. Or What to Expect on Your First Little One was a great read.
I think we might have gifted that to somebody. So
I think,
like,
we've given it to a couple different.
That is a great.
I don't know who has it now.
A great book. I'll find out exactly what the title is to that and link it in the show notes too.
And then go back to that quote. Parenting is going to be tough and you're not going to be on the same page every single time. So when you're talking or arguing, really listen to understand and not listen to have your next calculated argument back. That's probably the biggest advice.
Yeah, I think that's great. I don't know if you'll remember going back to like postpartum, right when the babies are here and everyone's sleep deprived and a lot of emotion, a lot of fear, like not knowing what to do. What are some like advice for dads that are like new dads or have newborns and toddlers running around, you know?
Yeah, definitely read that book. That spells out a whole bunch of stuff that you need to do that you don't realize that mamas probably have that mom instinct that kicks in. It doesn't necessarily do that for dads. It might, but reading that book definitely helps lay things out there as far as perspectives and what to expect. So yeah, that book was definitely very helpful.
Yeah. Okay, well, sounds good. I'm so glad that we did this. I'm sure we'll be doing another one eventually.
Can't wait.
I'm so excited that you came on and you got to share some emotion. I love when you get emotional. It takes a lot. All right. I love you. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you can resonate with what you heard. If you want to get more connected with other mamas like you and feel encouraged and not so alone, head on over to mamayouredoinggreat.com/membership. Also, make sure to share this episode with a friend that can use some words of encouragement. It would mean so much to me if you would take a second and leave a rating or a review. There will be days you think you are failing, but until next time, remember, Mama, you're doing great.